Forgiveness involves releasing personal vengeance. But what is personal vengeance? It is more than physically retaliating against someone. Personal vengeance can appear in our thoughts, conversations, fantasies, and relationships. We may repeatedly imagine the other person suffering. We may tell the story in a way that keeps the offender permanently condemned. We may punish someone through humiliation, manipulation, silence, gossip, or calculated rejection. We may allow the offense to become the first thing we remember in the morning and the final thing we rehearse at night. The desire for justice is not automatically sinful. God cares about justice. Scripture gives people permission to lament, protest evil, seek protection, tell the truth, and pursue lawful accountability. Personal vengeance begins when we attempt to take God's place as the final judge. Romans 12 does not command Christians to ignore wrongdoing. It commands them not to repay evil for evil. Paul writes, "If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men. Don't seek revenge yourselves, beloved, but give place to God's wrath." Notice the phrase, "as much as it is up to you." Peace is not always fully within your control. The other person may remain dishonest. They may reject responsibility. They may continue harmful behavior. They may refuse reconciliation. Forgiveness does not give you control over their response. It releases your demand to control the final outcome. This release may include several practices. First, name the wrongdoing truthfully. Do not minimize it. Second, acknowledge the loss. What was damaged? Was it trust, safety, time, money, reputation, opportunity, or companionship? Third, distinguish justice from vengeance. Justice seeks truth, protection, accountability, and appropriate order. Vengeance seeks personal satisfaction through another person's pain. Fourth, place final judgment into God's hands. 1 Peter 2 says that when Jesus suffered unjustly, he did not threaten retaliation. Instead, he committed himself to the one who judges righteously. Fifth, choose a faithful next action. That action might be prayer. It might be a boundary. It might be a difficult conversation. It might be reporting misconduct. It might be seeking pastoral, legal, medical, or professional support. It might be maintaining distance while refusing hatred. Releasing vengeance does not mean becoming passive. It means refusing to let revenge become your spiritual director. As an organic human, you experience an offense with your whole person. Your mind remembers. Your body reacts. Your emotions rise. Your relationships are affected. Your spiritual life may become confused or exhausted. Forgiveness, therefore, may involve repeated prayer, truthful lament, wise community, bodily calming, renewed thinking, and patient spiritual formation. You are not required to manufacture a pleasant feeling towards someone who harmed you. You are invited to surrender the offense to Christ. You can pray, "Lord, what happened was wrong. You see the harm and the loss. I release my personal claim to vengeance. Lead me in truth, justice, mercy, protection, and freedom." The wrong may remain part of your history, but through Christ, it does not have to remain the ruler of your future.